like. Like a bit more understanding from both of us.
That sounds very good, and I agree. But what about the... What are
in the moment.
What are we going to do different in the moment when you're mad and you go, fuck it.
In the moment.
You decide all bets are off.
In the moment. Look what I did in Australia. Look what I accomplished. I put the fucker away. I told myself every fucking day, no, he's gone. No, he's gone. Fucking put him away. I put him away. And by a list of the things that I feel that fuck you over or make you feel shitty or anything like that, I fucking, when we're in the moment, I remember it. I remember what I put on my list. I remember it, and I try to bring it down notches, many notches. I'll try to, if we're heightened, to say, please, I don't want you to feel this. I don't want to feel this. Let's.
I need to know what we need to do different. I need to know.
It's got to be done with your mind and your heart.
What do we do different if I have a problem?
You
need to tell me how to tell you different if I'm hurting you. You need to let me be able to be mad. Sometimes you're going to make me mad. I'm a human. I cannot live where it's like...
Well, then it's the same thing goes for me then. You're going to have to allow me to get mad.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, but I get mad and then you start fucking yelling.
I don't have to start yelling. I think I start yelling once it gets fucking heightened. I've gotten a lot better about that. It's just only...
No,
I only start
no.
yelling when it's fucking hour 11 and we're really in it.
Yeah, you haven't gotten better about that. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had 3 physical fights in the last month and a half, two months.
I'm talking about the yelling.
No, but... You witnessed it. You're the one that brought it up. Australia was fucking great. We just argued. Let's go back there. Let's go back there in our fucking heads and in our hearts. Let's go back there. And know on your list...
Is the monster gone? Did you put him away? It's been so... When you get on that train, you get angry, you stay on it for so long, and you won't come down, you won't talk to the person
that is you. That's not always...
It doesn't have to always be the monster. But what is it? Can you put that away? Can you remember the bigger picture? You don't want to spend your life. I've asked you this so many times in fights. You want to spend your time like this. No, you don't. But I ask you because this is something you're choosing. I'm saying to you, olive branch. And you don't take my olive branches. You made me feel humiliated for offering them. You asked me to stay in Australia. I stayed. And then you walk out on me all the time. You've got to take some olive branches from me. You've got to offer them, too. You've got to be bigger than what you feel at that moment. And so do I. So do I. But if I call you on it, will you hear it?
Yeah.
Will you call me out on it if I'm doing it?
Oh, yes, I will. Yes, I will. And I'll do it in a fucking... As peaceful a fucking... In as calm a manner as I possibly can. I don't want to instigate any fights. I do not want to fight anymore.
Say we're having an argument and you get mad.
An argument's
How
an argument.
Can, yes, but say we're having an argument and you get mad. It has been. How do you talk to the you that's in front of me right now? What do I need to say? What do I need to do? We don't want to spend our life mad like that. Doesn't mean you have to like what I'm saying or doing or vice versa, but
can't
you
just
calm
say,
down?
Baby, please, please, please don't get the monster up. Please don't, let's not yell. Please don't, you know what I mean? And I'll do the same.
Promise.
I have done the same. What?
You promise.
Yeah, I mean, what, yes. Why would I say it if I didn't?
Because sometimes you don't keep your what you say, and I want this to be different.
So now my words are worse.
No. not the case. It's just that sometimes when you get mad, it's like you disconnect from the person that you are right now. And I'm wondering just how to, like, what's the communication, what's the phone number, you know, for that.
And you, how do I calm you down when you go into a flurry?
Maybe say, remind me, remember what we talked about. Calm, you know, baby, please calm down.
Please look at the bigger picture.
Something that will remind me of this conversation, you know, when I'm upset and I'm feeling like it's pointless, you know.
Don't ever lie.
I don't ever lie. I know you and I see things differently sometimes, but I'm not lying. You know, for someone who, I know that's your deepest fear and that's why it comes up in fights and stuff, but you got a trust issue in general in life.
Oh, yeah.
I never fucked you over, and I'm not going to, and anybody who knows me, if they had to list two or three things about me, adjectives about me, one of those three would be super honest. Straightforward, honest. Everyone else in my life, I know you have trust issues, but you can't let it cloud you knowing me. Please. It comes up a lot. I know you have an issue with it. It's not me. You can trust me. If anything.
Say that to me. Say that to me at the time.
What? Say what? Then?
What you just said. Say that stuff to me at the time. If I'm starting to fucking flip, you know, you're off to a movie, or I'm off to a movie, or whatever.
I feel like I do, but I guess I should say it different, or I'll find another way. I'll pay attention to how I say it.
It depends, yeah. Let's both pay attention to how we talk to each other. To respect each other.
You know, we're not going to do that all the time. Sometimes we're going to be shitty or whatever.
Of course not.
But can we make a promise to each other about the rings and the divorce?
No rings, no divorce.
We promise each other. Please, I want so bad to feel like the marriage
I promise you.
Worked so hard to make happen is, like, meaningful.
Don't talk about the making the wedding happen. Talk about the 4 years we've spent together, please.
Yes, but I want to make it. I have those 4 years, no matter what. But I fought for that wedding, and we had that wedding. A beautiful wedding. For what? If we don't... I want to, like, it means something, that there's some...
Yeah. It did mean something, and it does mean something. And I didn't get married to you to fucking... Just fucking, you know... 17 more fights and it's fucking over with. We got married. I knew the fucking fights weren't going to stop, but I thought maybe it would curb them a little.
I wanted the security back. I freak out. And cannot make normal decisions, calm decisions, or ones from the heart where I'm thinking of you more than me, when I feel like you're splitting on me all the time, when the marriage is on the rock. I make the same mistake about throwing our marriage around. I won't do it again. I'm not going to do it again. Okay?
Please.
I'm not, I promise. But... there's something so anxiety provoking and scary and malicious and really just turns everything over when you split all the time. Please, if you really don't want to fight and you're not just trying to hurt me, which sometimes it is that, if you really, really, if you really love me and you do care about this, please find a good way to do it one that's respectful. Mm. You can tell me that you are. You can I need to know that we will be able to talk about it, because the problem I have is when we don't communicate, it comes into me, it builds up in me, and becomes cancer in me. It got worse every day when we were back from Toronto. It got worse every single day. Not better, worse. Until we spoke about it. Until Whitney's birthday, and we talked about it. Then it was okay, but I need... That's... I don't want to resent you.
I don't want to resent you. I don't want to not trust.
You know how many times... You know how many times I've chased you out of the elevator in the hall? Gotta stop doing that. I'm not nitpicking. I don't mean to be focusing on something, but if it's a major thing to me, and it is a major...
If things get physical, we have to separate.
No,
we have to be apart from one another. Whether it's for fucking an hour or 10 hours or fucking a day, we must. There can be no physical violence towards each other.
I agree about the physical violence, but separating for a day or a night, and taking a night off from our marriage, it just means it opens up.
Listen, I'm just giving examples. It could be fucking 3 minutes, it could be fucking 2 weeks. I'm just saying.
But we need to agree on certain boundaries, so we have boundaries again. We need to make agreements and hold each other accountable to them, and ourselves accountable to them, which is why I'm even bringing this up.
I'm not...
You know what I mean?
I'm not saying anything negative.
I know.
All I'm saying is, we need to take whatever time we need, you need, or I need, to kind of let things settle for a minute, so that we don't fucking kill each other, or fucking worse, you know, fucking, like, really kill each other, or fucking break up, or whatever.
I think that...
Help me, I'll help you.
This is the thing that makes me feel unsafe and unstable. To be honest, this is what makes me not trust.
What's that?
It's that there's like...
Walking away, going to her corner.
No, loophole. It's like, oh, go and take the time you need, take the time I need. Okay, fine, every time I get mad at you, I can go split. Except for, oh wait, I don't have my own place to go split to.
No, Amber, stop.
You know, it makes me think I should. It makes me, you know, I don't have a place I can go. I'd have to go to a hotel, you know? And I don't have the funds to do that. I mean, it's...
That's not what I'm talking about.
I think we should control ourselves and not get physical. And if it gets physical, and we've dropped that wall, then we're going to drop the other one. So it's going to be like, you're going to fucking split, or I'm going to fucking split, and...
This
isn't going to come back.
You may be right, but you can't predict the future once again. Here's what I'm saying. If the fight escalates to the point of where it's just insulting for both of us, or if it gets to that physical fucking shit, the violence, that's when we just say, look, let's go to our corners, man. You hang wherever you want, baby. I'm going in the office, and I'm just gonna fucking sit there and try and de-jellify my fucking brain. I'm not talking about me running out of the fucking house. I'm not talking about me, you know, splitting because I'm fucking cunt and a coward and whatever. I'm talking about go to our corners. I'll go to my little office. You can have the house. You just take the house and wander wherever you want. I won't fucking come bother you. You know, and if at a point you're feeling like better after 10 minutes, come knock on the door.
I always do that.
And please let me finish.
Sorry.
And if in 10 minutes I'm feeling like, all right, I got the solution for this, or I know how to, we can, you know, please, I'll come knock on your fucking door. Or I'll come find you.
Will you try?
What?
Will you try to not make it?
I've just told
an
you.
An all-night thing. I wasn't done. Will you try and not make it a lifestyle? I mean, will you try and remind yourself that they can just be fights? Will you try and...
Absolutely.
Respect that it doesn't have to be an all-night...
Absolutely.
I don't want to go to bed mad. And we were doing really good with each other. We've been for a long time.
I don't want... I know. But we weren't insulting one another to the point of like, wow, you know? Like the way I insulted you in Toronto, or the way you insulted me on the plane, or where, you know, whatever. Let's not get to that point. That's nothing. That's bullshit. That's kindergarten shit. We don't fucking need to do that. What we could do is just try to be fucking calm and say, look, this is getting somewhere I don't like. Please, let's take an hour max. I'll go in and fucking write and try and figure it out, get it out, whatever. I'm just okay. Just making suggestions for to try and fucking save us, you know?
We've got to honor our promises. I cannot... Nor can you. You don't deserve to be in a relationship.
No.
That is walked away from all the time.
I
can't. I would never want you to do that. I never want you to be in that. You deserve better. So do I.
Cannot
be constantly, anytime I'm upset or mad or hurt, or anything, I fuck up. God, if I yell, if I fuck up ever. Ditched. That's not marriage. You know, most people don't have 2-3 houses they can go to. It's always, I mean, your house. And you always split it.
Listen, you can't be saying that if that's what you feel, you feel that from you, because you didn't get that from me. I never fucking said, this is my house and my house only.
Kind of. But I know yesterday I...
No. That's our fucking house. It's our fucking...
You always remind me that I'm...
I got Rocky and Josh living there. I got Whitney living there. Don't...
But you say it in fights. You use it in fights. And I'm sorry, but I feel like... Look, forget it.
I just want
the security and the commitment for me that we have destroyed, both of us. And I don't know if that matters to you. But personally, like, if you need that.
It absolutely matters to me.
But I do. And I can't promise you that I'll be perfect. I can't promise you I won't get physical again. God, I fucking sometimes get so mad, I lose it. I can fucking promise you I'm gonna do everything to change. I promise you, I'm not gonna throw around divorce. I will not say divorce unless I really mean it. Unless it's it. And then I hope you leave me. I'm not going to, and me too, I will leave you. It's fair. I can't do it, you know? And I think, honestly, if we hold each other accountable to that, it's fair.
That's what I said earlier. Look, if we get to that point where it's like, this is...
It's a line we don't cross.
Too fucking much. Let's, you know, we fucking... Man, shake hands and walk away, you know.
But you don't do it until you mean it. That's my point.
Trust me, if I'm not gonna do it unless I mean it.
Promise.
If I say it, I will be leaving. Or if you say it, I'll get the fuck out or whatever, you know.
Promise.
Yeah,
that ring does not come off.
Unless I say the word or unless you say the word. Well, Or you just take the ring off, because that's the same thing. That'll be the same thing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, I don't think our marriage should be something used at all. In fact, if you want a fucking divorce, you're going to tell me not in a fight. Let's be honest. You know, that's a decision, a lifelong decision that even you and me as hotheads know you can't make forever decisions when you're mad like that. It certainly feels like you can, but you and I both, even though we're hotheads, we do know the difference. However, I don't think it's something we should ever say to each other in a fight, ever. And if you promise me, and I promise you, and we need that, we need to hold each other accountable again. I want to feel safe. I have nothing to cling on to. You didn't even come home last night. I feel like I have nothing to cling on to. A semblance of marriage or commitment or stability. I mean, if I can just get up and walk away and spend the night somewhere else.
Yeah, obviously you can.
Yeah, but believe it's done if I do that. It's not marriage.
You talked about it. You know why I left.
I do know why you left.
I'm saying now that I won't do the same thing. I will not do that. I will not fucking leave until some rational decision is made. If it's the end, it's the end. If it's the fucking, if we can keep going, we'll keep going. But yeah, I promise you. You can trust me. Sorry?
Commit to you forever. Good, bad, better, worse. I don't want it to be as transient as whatever fight we're fighting for. I don't want any loopholes, it's okay to leave, it's acceptable to do this, or it's acceptable to say this about like splitting or breaking up or leaving. We should fall asleep together every night. Ideally, never mad. I'd love to say
of course
you could promise that, but I don't know if it's possible. I'd love to strive for it.
Yeah, you weren't ready for that last night, for sure.
No, I fucked up last night. I'm really sorry.
So let's understand that we're both guilty of the same shit at times.
But no one's saying it more than me, though. It's just chronically overweight with, and I need that to be something you realize and that you know. And it's affecting not just me, it's affecting our marriage. It's affecting how I trust, how I resent you, how I like you without the fight being happening.
No, I know, but when
I'm not trying to rub your nose in that. I feel sometimes like you omit something, you acknowledge it, it'll be beautiful, and then you'll go back on it kind of in your in the vocabulary after, and then I feel like, wait a second, is he taking it back? You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, but like I said before, like, there's not, I haven't cornered the market on that, you know. When you start the fucking yelling, there's, you know, it fucking gets crazy. You know, it gets fucking crazy, you know, and that makes me not feel for lack of a better word, safe within the relationship. You know, understanding of, oh well, it's just nothing, because if it keeps going, if it's always sort of there, then you know, I worry. Yeah, I fucking worry about the marriage. I worry how much longer can I deal with this? How much longer can she deal with this? Fuck, man. So I've had the same trust issues. I've had the same disappointments. I've had the same, you know, maybe not to the degree you have, I'm assuming. So, but yeah, I man, when you start fucking honking, you know what I mean?
Call me out on it and help me.
I will
help
try.
Help me, because I might not even realize I'm doing it. You've got to help me.
But we can't try.
It can't be an excuse to leave.
I will try to help you. If I try to help you and I can help you, fuck would I leave. If I try to help you and I can't help you, I say, baby, I'm taking an hour. I'm in my fucking office.
Yes.
If you want to talk, if you want to come get me. Otherwise, I'll come check on you in an hour.
That would be really helpful. All
right.
And I promise you, I'll leave you alone for that hour. I promise you, I'm not gonna freak out.
I just want you to have your time to be able to calm down, or my time to be able to calm down.
But it really helps if you give it time. If it's not just
say an hour.
Even if you just say it will, you know, in. Like, I promise if we resume this, I just need to know that we would talk about it. Otherwise, I'm dealing with cancer. I'm dealing with something that just festers and it gets worse and worse. So you have to realize that, you know, in that kind of situation, a few minutes is fine, but then after a certain point, it becomes way worse and I become way harder to reason, to rationalize with. I become... that Kipper can tell you, he says he's the same way. I just, I'll tell you, and you work a very different way, so we need to meet in the middle, you know.
I do understand that. I mean, I do understand all that, but I also want you to understand that, you know, there were great moments of high hopes that it was just all cool, and then, you know, whatever happens, this happens, that happens, fucking, we have a spat or a fight or a fucking blowout. I just want you to know that the way you're feeling about being unsure of us, of the marriage, of this, of the, whether you can trust me to be this, or whether you can, you know, or whether I can do the same. I feel very much the same.
At least you have the added luxury that you take for granted. No offense, you do.
What do I take for granted?
That you have the added luxury of knowing that I'm there, and that I mean it forever, and that because I show up. I come, I'm knocking. I'm the one who asks to calm down. I'm the one that comes and gets you on the plane. I'm the one that comes and knocks at the bathroom door. I'm the one that comes into the house that you've run away to. I'm the one that comes to you and says, this isn't worth it. Let's fight for this marriage or whatever. You have an added luxury that you just are taking for granted in such a big way. You don't know how much that means. If I ran from you the way I used to before the marriage, would not be together. When I used to run away, when you would, whatever, when I felt like it was justified, how many times we almost break up? How terrible was that? How terrible was it for you? We would not be together if I did that. And you take for granted that I show up and that I fight for us and that I am the one to come over. I'm the one that comes out into the hall. I am the one. I have a hothead just like you, but what a luxury you have. If you take that for granted, you're so... What a luxury. I'd do anything to have that feeling. If at least in the back of my mind, I know that you showed up, that you fought for me, that you cared enough to...
Here's what you're missing in that little, you know, paragraph. What you're missing is, you're the one who comes and gets me. You're the one who comes and says you're sorry. You're the one that comes and tries to calm me down. You're the one... But why am I riled up?
We're both riled up. No, it's not like every time I've done something to you in a vacuum, baby. That's what you don't get. I don't doubt you're riled up. But I'm riled up too. And I said this to you on the couch. I've said this to you before. We both have our, it's subjective. You have your reasons. I have my reasons. For every action, there is something that caused it. And I have the same thing.
But
I'm
that,
mad in the same way.
But what caused it? What caused it? Could be so irrational and so far-fetched and so minute.
That's what I say to you every time that you want to have a big fight. Every time I go, this could be something small. Why wasn't this just an argument? Baby, why wasn't this just an argument? Yes, so you're right. Sometimes it could be very small. Sometimes it's not. Either way, it doesn't negate what I'm saying to you. What a gift. Like, I would do anything to trade places with you. You talk about insecurity.
I don't know how you
can
say I'm taking it for granted. That's a fucking insult, man.
You talk about trust and, like, you feel the same way. You don't feel this. You couldn't. Because the difference is, you at least have the knowledge in the back of your head that you can fall back on, that I showed up, that I fought for you, that I checked on you, that I came to get you, that I said I love you, that I saved the marriage. If it were up to you and I treated you the way you treated me, we would not be together. Let's face it. It's because I fucking fight for this. It's because I come over. And last time I didn't, which is what I should always do, and I am learning my fucking lesson, it's just, when you walk, fucking let you walk. And I, that time, I can't tell you how done I was. It was like this time in Toronto. I was looking for apartments. I was preparing to tell my parents, I was done. And you called me and you were like, well, I'm about to go out of town or whatever, and ended up like that, whatever. I told you I wasn't ready to see you because it had gotten so much worse that I was basically calling. I was like, I just need to change my life, and my life is different. I am no longer with this person, and I'm now single. I need to, get my shit together, find an apartment, do all this stuff. It got so much worse, and honestly, if that happens one more time, we will break up. I know it. I know we won't survive it. That was so severe. The damage was so severe. When you spent a week here, you said, I'm going to go away for a day. You wrote me a note and left it on the kitchen counter, and he said, I just need to clear my head for a night, maybe two. I didn't hear from you for six. No, this is here. You came here, I stayed downtown. You were gone for 6-7 days. And then I didn't even let you spend the night in the house. Remember, you came over, we talked. I wasn't even ready. No, I you know how long it took me to take down those walls that I built up? It took forever to build those. It took me so long to trust you, even a little bit again. I resented you so much. The damage was very deep. And I know that if I let that happen again, I in my heart, I know we wouldn't survive it. So, you walk out, and I have one option. That's why I come to you. If I let it go, like I did last time, which is what I should do, because if you're willing to walk out, you should be walking out. But I let it go, and it was a fucking week. And it took... I'll never get some of that back. I'll never have that trust quite the same way. You left me a note saying I'm going to be gone for a night. We didn't speak for a week. I didn't even hear from you. You didn't check on me, nothing.
So you thought we were broke up?
Oh, yeah. I was preparing to have that conversation with you and be done.
Oh, so you just said you were single.
No, I was said I was preparing myself to think that way. You know, take care of my own life. Get my own, apartment. That's that.
Well, I hope it doesn't get to that.
No. Of course, but I'm just saying, when I didn't fight for it, when I let it go, it's devastating. Devastating in my heart, my soul or no trust. Oh, they can't do it again. You probably wouldn't want me to do it again. At least you have in the back of your mind that I come and I show up. I fight. I come. I don't have that.
I don't take that for granted, by the way. I don't always know that you'll come. I don't always know that you'll be knocking. I don't always know that you want to talk. I go because I think, fuck, we're screwed. Can't live like this.
Stop you from doing that again, thinking that again.
Well, like I said, or like you said, you walk out the door, you walk out the door. That is the same as rings off. That's the same thing as mentioning divorce. There's no talking unless we just want to try to be civil with one another. As fucking people who are married. And I hate to talk, like, I hate even saying that kind of shit, but yeah, if I walk out again, I'm walking out, and I'll know that, and you'll know that. If you do that, same deal. To make you happy. For you to gain trust, respect, whatever you feel you've lost for me.
I hope you can't.
And I hope you can make the changes that fuck with me. And if we want to do it, we'll do it. Ultimately, if we don't want to do it, we know the result. We're definitely at the end of any of that shit. All the anger at each other. We're definitely at the end of that kind of shit. There's no more.
No. Can we let it go? Can we let go of some of these fights?
Yeah, I can let the fights go.
I just feel like we hold on to the everything and we're just fight about the same.
Mm-hmm. You know?
But my mom said, either of us are forgiving each other.
Well, I don't think it's gonna, I don't think we can forgive each other this quickly. I think
I'm not saying that.
With time, it'll lessen. But everything that I said, you know, is not, you're not gonna be able to unhear. And the same with me. I won't be able to unhear it. And they are horribly thought-provoking, but just gotta write it off, you know, and get past it. If If I didn't want to be with you, I wouldn't be with you. If you didn't want to be with me, you wouldn't be with me. And that's really what it boils down to. So if we want to be together, let's do our best to fix what's broken within the machine. Within our machine, the machine that is us.
That's why I came. I'm still married to you.
I hated it. I hated having to leave. I hated fucking getting here. I couldn't fall asleep. An ambient and a half finally, and you know, woke up like 3 hours fucking later, you know, feeling like, you know, God, you know, why, you know, fucking why.
Hope this is important enough for you to fight
for. It is important enough for me to fight for. Why do you say that?
Then I can't do it alone. I woke up first thing and called you. Called you last night. I just was just foolish, you know? And I understand part of it, but I also see, like, you know, I love you. I know I've got my fuck ups and my issues. At least you know I love you. You know I love you more. Me. You know. At least you know that. You do know that.
What?
You that were, I love you more than me. That I love you.
More than yourself?
Yeah. You don't debase yourself and embarrass yourself like that for you. It's because you're worried about protecting yourself.
I don't think you debased yourself in any way. I think it's very brave. I think it's a very...
Your feet are swollen.
I don't know what.
Your ankles are swollen. You took your morning nap.
I got no swells.
What?
No swelling.
Not swelling?
No. No, it's fucking...
Oh, you missed just before the song.
It's like a muscle over there. I don't want to do anything bad to you. I don't want to harm you. I don't want to hurt you. I don't. So I guess I'll do every fucking thing I can. It's got to be reciprocal.
Yes. I agree.
And what you did by calling me last night, you fell asleep on the phone. You did realize that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sorry. I had to ambien myself. Again.
It's all right. I said a sweet goodnight to you while you were sleeping.
Did you tell I was sleeping?
I thought you were sleeping once before. I think you might have fallen asleep once before. And then woke up and continued talking. And then I was saying something, talking, and then suddenly there was just no more. It's gone.
I really don't want to sleep without you again. We can't.
I don't want
to. There's a better way.
Let's find it. Don't slug
Please
me.
Please don't. I'm sorry I did.
It's okay, just...
But, you know, sometimes that fucking thing happens. You do it too sometimes, where you just...
I know.
But it can't be, like, the end of... Our marriage is bigger than that, obviously.
We don't need to ever get to that point.
I agree, but...
I hope we don't. I want you to be my wife, and I want to be your husband. I want to be a good husband. And if I haven't been, I'll do everything I can to find out how to be a good husband.
You're a great husband. You really are. It's just hard if anything comes up, if someone bumps your shoulder in a crowded sidewalk. You know, we're wearing white again, not black, so it makes a difference. It's a big deal if there's a bump. It's hard. I love you, and I know we can be so good.
Amazing.
Then I'm here. Trying to move forward, forgive each other.
Listen,
we have to.
I know we had our
other.
Fights today to try to settle whatever the fuck all this scrambled, crazy shit that one thing reminds you of another, and you find yourself going back into some other fight, and it's all scrambled, it's all fucking jumbled, it's like white noise all moving around, a little thing. I'm glad that we got to a point where we were shitty with each other. I'm glad we got to a point where we didn't fucking know how this was gonna end. But I'm telling you, coming here today is fucking courageous, and it's fucking admirable. For you to come here and talk to me and try and work things out. And to tell me these problems, things that I do to fuck with you. I want to change you. I want you to change you. I want us to change you together.
Thank you for sitting through and actually having a conversation. I did not expect that, but I'm really proud of you for not running away, walking away, or anything. I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you.
It means that we can actually hash out these things.
Yeah.
Some things have to be said, and maybe left.
Huh?
And maybe left.
Oh, left behind.
never forgive a lot of things, but we can forgive. We really do need to. We need to let a... We really need to. My mom is right. There's absolutely... It's just adding weight. We're just carrying around those stones. My mom is right. I know she is.
She is right. She's right on the fucking mind. She's on it. Make it if we want to. We can get through this shit if we want to. If you're unsure right now, then
no, I'm not. I love you. I needed the security thing. I needed to have something to hold on to. Why?
Tell me shit. Just tell me. Before it becomes something you've held inside for so long that it wants to just explode. Just tell me. And I'll tell you the same. And then, once we can fucking get the shit out without it being some huge drama, or even if it is a huge drama, once we can get the shit out, recognize it, and like you said, fucking it's gone. Chuck it. Doesn't work. That method does not work. Bam, it's gone. Next. I fucking die if I start. And it kills me that the possibility that you would think that I take so much for granted, or that I'm untrustworthy, or a bad husband, or...
I didn't say you were untrustworthy.
I'm just saying it's
just... And I said what I needed to say. I'm not crying. You know, I won't...
I know, baby. I'm not asking you to elaborate on anything I'm saying. All I'm saying is I would fucking die if I knew that was how you thought of me. Now I know what I know. And I'll fucking do my best to get it together so that I don't fuck with you and you don't fuck with me. And we're a couple again and we're friends again. So I won't fight with you. Love.
I promise you won't explode if we just do the things a little different in the fight, you know, like, don't walk away from me, do it in a different way, and I promise I won't resort to the same shit. I promise. Okay?
Thank you. Maybe when that fucking hocus pocus happens and we get all fucking edgy with each other, instead of standing squaring off like a couple of fighters.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe let's try to sit down. Seriously, you know, like, sit down. Even if we say, hey, listen, we're fighting like bastards, let's sit down and have a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
And talk through this. I know you got it in you. I know you got it in me, and I know that I have it in me. It's just a question of
I really have
realizing and admitting what, you know. I realize and I admit. What you got?
I was just pausing it. I realized I was about to run out of battery and still rolling this thing.
Oh, okay. I'm waiting for Giacomo's.
He's doing a Halloween thing.
He's doing a Halloween thing?
Yeah, he's going to like a Halloween thing, and he said he wanted to try and stop by before.
He sent me a. He sent me a thing this morning at 10:45, said, "Hey Dad, sorry I missed you. I was at a place where murderers chase you with weapons and stuff."
I was at 10 this morning?
10:45. He said, "You want to meet up today?" At 10:57, I hit him and said, "Yes sir, I'm at 80. I'm ready anytime you say." And he says, "Yeah, he just woke up, so gotta wait till like a half or... Is that one or two? Well, that's probably half. I said, "Whenever you want, Bub, I'll be here whenever you are." He said, "Thanks, Dad. See you soon. Can't wait."
I like too. He said he was going to a Halloween place. It was really scary. And then I said, "We'd love to see if you want to come over." And
sure, that wasn't last night.
No, I mean, I'm show you right now. There's that.
Fucker.
That's it today at 1.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Maybe he was afraid to tell me or something.
Do you want to go home?
Are you going back down? I thought you had shit you had to do.
What?
Thought you had shit you had to do. Mm-hmm. No?
No, you asked me that earlier, too.
Well, because last night you said...
I'm blowing off that, you know, I pulled off the edge and out with
her, and
I
told,
you know, Lizzie, I'd see her at some point. I'm not, you know,
Roxy
has
her friends
over full. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she said.
You know, I mean, that kind of thing, and I'm not, I have to clean out my closet.
Well, let me,
I'm not going to do any of it. I just want to have some dinner and a glass of wine. And if you want to join me.
I want to do that right now. Let's go. Say it. Yeah. Say the words.
I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you. Forgive me, or let me earn your forgiveness. I forgive you.
Do you?
I forgive you.
I'm really sorry.
Thank
I am.
You. Thank you. But I'm... Boils down to those last two words, or three words. Let me get my shit together. Okay.